MID.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Good morning everyone, you're on Delta FM, I'm Sarah, and today the program will talk about AIDS, especially in South Africa. To talk about this subject, we invited Marine.
Hello.
Members of government, Amandine.
Hello.
To have a medical point of view, and finally Aude.
Hello.
To learn about this virus history. First of all, Marine will explain us how the government does struggle against AIDS. Later, we will hear Amandine. She will give us a medical explanation and tell us how the association do fight the virus. Finally, all will talk about this virus in this story, especially in South Africa. And now, we will listening a song about AIDS.
Years have come, years have gone by, but nothing at all seems to take away AIDS.
AIDS is a killer, killing my brothers,
it's killing my sisters,
oh, AIDS.
Kweka tilo woza kwa molembe, omutali mukenenya, omutali kulwaza. Omutali kuzika mabunje
Waweza kushimama Waweza kushimama pamoja Na pamoja waweza kumushinda Adui ukimwi tumukuse
It was a Ugandan song. Let's continue. First, why is South Africa and not another country? In South Africa, AIDS is the first reason why people die. It represents 15% of contaminated people in the world. It's the country the most contaminated ever. It's a social problem too. On the continent, 1,000 of babies were born with HIV, and 15% of them will die before they get 2 years old. The government is also guilty. They didn't give the right information to the population. For example, in schools, young people don't really know about the virus. The government hides the problem. But recently, many campaigns in order to inform people started. The situation's getting better. So, let's start with you, Marine. Can you tell us about economic situation and its impact to the contamination?
Yeah, at the first, South Africa is the poorest country in the world. 57% of this population live below poverty doorstep. They live with 40 euros per person and per month, and the official rate of unemployment is 40%. In 2008, the population of South Africa elected a new president. It was Jacob Zuma, and the predecessor of the current president, Thabo Mbeki, didn't have a political turn to HIV and AIDS.
Yes, you're right, but you know he's not the only one to have avoiding this topic. For example, Pieter Botha said, if you have a sexual intercourse, you just have to take a shower after and you won't have the AIDS. So in South Africa, this subject was taboo and the communication about AIDS was really, really bad.
Yeah, but the new president will to help the rainbow nation to stop this sexual transmitted disease, making open a scientific group for seek out AIDS.
Not long time ago, you started a new program. Can you tell us about its utility?
Yes, it was on April 2010, the government threw a new program to help the prevention of the transmission from mother to children. And this program cost 1,000 million, and this budget increased each year. The government supplies with antiviral for 1,000 people. And without this medicine, 40%, imagine, 40% of mother transmits the AIDS to her baby. And with medicines, this number gets down to 5%. The government has made mistake, but we will not start. We are trying to move forward despite all the problem we made in country. AIDS, it's a serious problem in South Africa, and we know it.
Thank you, Marine, member of the government. So, Amandine, how do people get contaminated by HIV?
The HIV is an EST. EST are given by sexual intercourses, all kind of penetration. You can get the HIV during your first sexual intercourse. This virus is transmissible by corporal fluid, blood, sperm, mother milk, and vaginal secretion. More often, you get the virus with an unprotected sexual relationship or with contaminated swing.
Right, but how can we protect ourselves?
The best way to protect yourself from EST is to wear masculine condom with a chase low water or silicone or maybe a female condom. HIV is a dangerous and mortal virus. South Africa is the place the most contaminated by HIV. It constitutes one of the main reasons of mortality. HIV is extremely devastating in a lot of poor countries. AIDS was localized in urban population, but at the moment, rural areas are contaminated too. The virus killed parents and leave many orphans. The grandparents have to take care of the children of their children. Unfortunately, they don't have any money.
Yes, the parents leave orphans and the grandmothers have to take care of the children of their children. Unfortunately, they are very poor, so grandmothers are earning money and associating together to educate their children. They were the first to understand the importance of the virus. Aude, since when can we talk of AIDS in South Africa?
I'm going to answer you by talking about the situation of South Africa and the AIDS since the discovery of the first cases until today. First of all, the first cases were counted in 1970 in America on gay patients who presented exactly the same symptoms. But the AIDS is really recognized in the world in 1981.
In most countries, homosexual intercourses between men are the principal way of contamination, even if from the beginning of the epidemic, the transmission progressed.
In South Africa, it was different, because Pieter Botha, the president in 1981, and his government didn't recognize there was a problem. But since 1997, there is a better communication about this subject, because we talk more about the AIDS in the world, there is a better knowledge about the risk of this disease, and there is more information for ways of protection. Nowadays, the South Africans are more informed, but in spite of this, South Africa is the most affected country in the world. So, Sarah, in South Africa, we can really talk about AIDS since 1997, thanks to the information in all the world.
Thank you. I just have something to add, something very shocking. I heard that a young man in a school said, "I didn't know about the virus, at the moment I know, but I'm a boy, a real boy, and nothing can happen to me. There is a real ignorance of the virus. It's very scaring." Well, in conclusion, Amandine, do you have something to add?
Yes, AIDS isn't only in family, it contaminates school too and kills students and teachers. All kind of population are contaminated by the disease, with killing the young and productive population. AIDS are threatening the country's evolution. In Africa, AIDS isn't only a sanitary problem, it represents a terrible danger for the present and the future of the continent.
So, thank you for coming here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And your interventions. I hope you help the people who were listening to learn more about this subject. So, goodbye everyone, see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. MID.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.